In the real world, I'd attended a Catholic grade school and high school. By the time I graduated, I'd been indoctrinated with teachings about the evils of excessive wealth and prosperity. A rich man cannot get into heaven any more than a camel can fit through the eye of a needle. Money is the root of all evil. And what good is it to gain the world, yet lose your very soul? But during my 20s, as I moved into the financial challenges of adulthood, I learned about money from a different perspective. I witnessed how the lack of money leads to fear, restlessness, and chronic despair. I discovered that a work-life balance is not so wonderful when you spend your spare time in an uneasy state of financial anxiety. We never know the value of money until we know the fear of its absence. Money, like oxygen, is not too important until there is not enough of it. But when levels run low, it will consume us. Then every waking hour is spent working for money or worrying about it. At the age when I learned the worth of money, I was married with a small child. Others depended solely on me to provide. With these responsibilities, my options were limited. I was trapped in a middle-class struggle for decades. I slowly determined that the only escape for me was to win my freedom. To do so, I realized I would need to succeed financially. I would earn a life of prosperity, or a part of me would die. I've gained this life of financial freedom. Prosperity is the power to take a walk in the woods on a weekday, pay for college tuitions, and live with choices, options, and power. It is awakening without money worries. It is living without the pressure of time. It is the ability to experience one's daily hours in meaningful pursuits. And it required me to grow spiritually in the struggle. Be wary of those who tell you to be content with your conditions in life. Only you can know the conditions that will satisfy your soul. And only you can feel the pull of your ambition. The life lesson? Seek prosperity. I was told that ambition for riches comes from the devil, but found that the prosperous life was a spiritual adventure.